small part. I don't not the main part I want to speak about, but it's a verse. I have an extra tshuva for this part. It's a verse I heard to my father. I want to start. It's in Hagamik and Vayelech. It's in the second parasha we're going to read this week. I feel I want to start with this verse as an extra tshuva to me because I heard it from my father. It said a beautiful pshat tov in the Gemara Chagiga. I wish it was shmak of pshat. It's not well known. You'll know something. This is the type of verse you're going to call your father, call your parents, like to say that. You have to tell them pshat in the Gemara. It's black of pshat. I heard this from my father. I don't know how it came up. 2 years ago, Pesach. 2 years ago, Pesach, my father told me this verse as follows. The Gemara Chagiga, in Vayelech, it speaks about the mitzvah of Hakel. To get together, the mitzvah of Hakel, that Klal Yisrael gets together and the Melech reads Pesukim to Klal Yisrael. It's on every Shemitah year, it's the Shemitah year, Sukkos, so Klal Yisrael, they get together, and the Melech of Klal Yisrael reads Pesukim to Klal Yisrael. Rather, the Yisrael of Hakel is that the Shemitah year is not time of the year to be part of the fields. The purpose of Shemitah year is to dedicate it to Hashem. Same way the purpose of Shabbos is dedicated to Hashem. The purpose of Shemitah is to dedicate it to Hashem. So it says Hakel in Vayelech Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. It says Hakel Asam, gather the nation, Anoshim the men, Vanoshim the ladies, Vatafim the children. Gather men, ladies, and children. Zot the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel. The Gemara says as follows: gather the men, Hanoshim Boyim Lomoy. They come to learn. They come to learn. The men should come to the Azar to learn. Nashim boyas l'shmaya. The ladies come to listen. Stam, this you can talk about. This the darshanim speak about the difference. This I leave for the olam. The nashim boyim l'umay to learn, and the ladies come l'shmaya to hear. It's that as an aside. This is not the word of my father. As an aside, the difference in a lady. A lady has. Wow. And there's a oh, come on, it's ridiculous. The difference in a lady. It's fascinating. The man comes l'umay to learn. He has time his back. Look l'shmaya. Wow. I can speak of different reactions. A man, ladies, a lady's lishmaya, she hears. So impressed. The man's lomay, he's tining. He speaks in echetes. You know, break your eye. You know, I'm interesting. The man comes lomay. People lush and agamari. The man comes lomay, and the lady comes to hear. Taf, this is it. Taf, children, they lead in schar l'mediyayim. They give schar to those that bring them. Now, it's machloikis v'shoinim. What is the case of Taf? They reach Chinuch Hanach. There's a long shmooze. There's a lot of rain on this. The Taf, what type of children are these? Did they reach the age of Chinuch Hanach? This is Machlokes Rishonim. If you learn they reach the age of Chinuch, what's the Gemara explaining? Why do you bring the Taf? Lomay, to learn. It says, the men you bring, Lomay, to learn. Rabban says this. The ladies, Lishmaya. And the Taf, to give schar to those that bring them. To give schar to those that bring them. What do you mean to give schar to bring them? If they reach the age of chinuch, it's lomoy, like the men. You want to be mechanech them. So many rishonim, this is the pshuta, learned, it means they're not the age of chinuch, they're little babies. Little babies, they're not the age of chinuch. So then it's kashik, taf, why even, it makes sense. Because they're part, if they're age of chinuch, they're part of anashim, the men. If they're a girl, they're part of nashim. Whatever reason the ladies are going, lishmaya, the girls going. Whatever reason the men are going, lomoy is the kids going. So Elamai, it's got to be that the child's not the age of chinuch. Most of Shemun, there are some of Shemun meet the age of chinuch. If it's not the age of chinuch, my Tata asks, what's going on here? The Torah said, why do you bring a little baby? Because they want to give schar to those that bring them. Why you bring the kids? They lead in schar l'mevi'ayim to give schar to those that bring them. So my Tata asks. So you have a pasuk that says, carry a lot of potatoes, carry a heavy load so it gets high, you schlep the potatoes to the. What's going on here? You're bringing a little kid who's not the age of chinuch. Why? Because you want to get schar for those that bring the kid. It's like take along as much load when you're going to Eretz Yisrael for Hakel, you go to the base, you travel to the base Hamikdash, stuff you're schlepping along, carry a very put rocks in your suitcase. So you get schar for those that bring the rocks, they're heavy. You know, your sukkahs became heavier, now you get more schar. What's going on here? You're giving schar that the Torah B'davka made it hard. Bring your kids, who don't understand, they're not the Jochina, that they're 3 months old. Carry them to Beis HaMikdash. Why? To give schar to those that bring them. So you could say, yeah, you could have said bring rocks. So people say on this, they say this Alam Musar, it affects the kid, there's a Gemara, which is true. You know, there's the Gemara that he became a Talmud Chacham, one of the Amiram, his mother grew up with Yechon exactly the same. Yeshua ben Gamla, because it's Asher Yeladatai. Very good. It says about Yeshua, the it's Asher Yeladatai. Lucky are the ones who gave birth to him. And the old Farshim say, what happened? His mother used to bring him, he's a little kid, Grace Magrish. See, he could learn. But then the problem, it's not to give schar to those that bring him. Right, that's not good pshat. It's good musr. You can give a good musr, it's not good pshat. Because to give schar to those that bring him, it's not the reason. It's to help the kid. There's little money with Shmoyah to help the kid. It's not what it says. It says to give schar to those that bring them. So it's not for the gain for the kid. So what are you bothering? You schlep me a kid along. So my tat, I believe, said the emes tikkum shat. My father said, you're bringing the kid because loyalty. The whole Klal Yisrael is going to hackle. Who's babysitting? You know, the question is not why do you bring kids? What are you supposed to do with the kids? If the lady and the men have to go, of course the kid has to go. Who's staying home? If it just said the noshim anoshim, so who's staying home with the kid? Goyish babysitter is chas v'shalom. Who's staying home with the kid? You don't leave your kid with goyish babysitter. Who's taking a goy doesn't take care of a Jewish kid? Who's taking care of the kid? So the question the Gemara is not why do you bring the kid? You bring the kid because what else? The whole Klaus is going to hackle. Every man and every man, lady. So where is the kid staying? The mother, the head, the mother not to go. The kid's going because the mother has to go. Lushmaya. They're counted as the mitzvah. The Gemara is not asking why the kid's going. The Gemara is not asking why the kid's going. The Gemara, because the kid's going, because where's the kid supposed to do? The father went, the mother went, so nobody left. Any child is to leave with the kids, any kids reach the chinuch, so who's staying with the baby? So the issue that the Gemara is not asking why the kid's going. Why did Torah say bring the kid? You're bringing the kid because you have no day chetimsa. So why did Hashem say bring the kid? That's the Gemara's kasha. Hak l'sam, get the notes of doing the Gemara. I saw two new schois in the Gemara. But it says, bring, gather the nation, the men, ladies, and the children. Well, you're not gathering the children. The children, you're gathering the men and ladies. The little babies are coming along, because when you gather men and ladies, that's what happens. That's what happens. When they make the shevrochs in yeshiva, and they invite all the kohel, they invite the kohel. So they don't say, we're making the shevrochs for all the little babies. Too bad on you, when you invite the kohel, what happens is some babies come along and they cry and they make noise. But the Medav Galav, they don't want them. But when you invite the men and ladies, that's what you have. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Not why the babies are there. The babies are there. That's not the Gemara's kasha. The men and ladies, the Gemara says, the men go one way, the ladies go to Shmaya. Okay, so men and babies go. But why did Torah say, gather the babies? Hakila Sa'am, gather the nation, Anoshim B'noshim Atak. You're not gathering the Taf. On that, the Gemara says that the reason why you bring the kids anyway. So Hashem said, bring the kid, yet it's a mitzvah. Hashem gave us a matana from Hashem. I would have brought the kids without a mitzvah. I wouldn't have no echatimsa. So Hashem said, bring it. Now you get schar l'mibiyayim. Now it's a mitzvah ready. So now, could they lead things schar l'mibiyayim? Hashem said, bring the kid. Because if he wouldn't have said, bring the kid, you would have brought the kid. It wouldn't have been a mitzvah. Now it's kol zed, part of the mitzvah. So Hashem said it explicitly, so now, yes, could they lead in Scham of Yehim? Yes, you're bringing them, and it's not just time you bring them, it's a separate mitzvah to bring them. So the Torah said it, that's Pshat Tov in the Gemara, the Torah said it, they lead in Scham of Yehim. My father time. Lots of Pshat. It says as follows, let's learn some Sukkim together. These Sukkim people have difficulty, let's learn some Sukkim, and then we'll analyze this Pshat. In Perachav Tes, Mitzavim, by Shlishi, Pasuk Tesvav. Perachav Tes, Pasuk Tesvav, to the scholars. Kiatim Yadatim, Perachav Tes, Pasuk Tesvav. Kiatim Yadatim, you know, Eis Asher Yeshavnu Beret Mitzrayim, that you lived in Eret Mitzrayim. Veis Asher Avarnu Beker Vagoyim, Asher Avarnu. And that you pass through from amongst the Goyim that you pass through. Obviously, Lashonis there, a little extra. But you know that you passed through Goyim, you saw a lot of junk. You saw a lot of misbehavior, inappropriate behavior. Vatiru, Pasuk Tazayin. Vatiru Eshkutzeyim. You saw their disgusting things, Sheketz, disgusting things. Vatiru Leyim, also disgusting things. You saw all their disgusting things, Eitz ve'Eben, stone and wood, Kesev, Zav, silver and gold, Hashemahim, that were to them. I want to stop and show you. I'm going to tell you a pshat. Again, if I quote this pshat from the Baal Shem, you're all going to go, gorgeous. You're going to want to say it over at the Shabbos table. And I'm going to tell you it's a Rashi. You say, so, for now, let's... The Baal Shem Tov said as follows. I'm sure he said all. I'm sure he read the Rashi also. So the Baal Shem Tov said as follows. The Baal Shem is a G'day L'Yayim. I just mean it. Besides when it's a Rashi, we don't take it as much amazing. Good. So Moshe Feinstein, when he read the Rashi, said as follows. Vatirash Utseyem. Listen to this pshat in the Pasuk. Pasuk pshat in the Pasuk. You'll see they're disgusting things. Just Utseyem. That is refers to Avodah Zarah. Now they have two types of Avodah Zarah. They have Avodah Zarah that are Eitz ve'Eben, stone and wood, and they had silver and gold Avodah Zarah. So you'll see the Avodah Zarah, Eitz ve'Eben, they're stone and wood, Kesev is of their silver and gold, Hashem that's with them. Zokt Ramoshi, when he read Rashi, as follows. You'll see they have two types of Avodah Zarah, Eitz ve'Eben. You'll see Ashkut Sam's Glen, Eitz ve'Eben. Stop. You'll see they're disgusting Avodah Zarah, stone and wood, that's what you'll see. Because that they leave in public, they're not afraid you'll rob. They'll get robbed with stone and wood. So the public gets, because that you'll see. Kesev is of and the gold and silver sheimaim that's hidden with them. That two types of zaris. The gold and wood, the wood and stone by zaris. You'll see them. They're out in the public. They can put them in the middle of the Times Square. They don't care. Nobody's stealing them. It's silver and wood. Their eights, that kesev is of, their gold and silver. That's a sheimaim. That's with them. That's the two avodas. You saw both. One Asher Tur you saw in public, and eight Kesavs of Shemar that was with them. That was, you know, they kept it right next to them. They're afraid to get stolen, busted. So the gold was. That's a look at Rashi. Rashi, look at the Pshat Bust. I'm gonna tell you a gorgeous knesh this in a second. But look at Rashi. Vatirish Kutseyim. Al Shem Shem Usim Gishkatsim. It's disgusting, like creepy crawly. Shkatsim are creepy crawly bugs. It's disgusting. Gulayim Shemesuch. Shem is surachim, it's smelly, you ma'usin kigolo. It's disgusting like dung. It's called their dung and their disgusting and their shekes. Eitz ve'emetzak rashi, oishin shal eitz and shalvanim, yisim gulim. Those that are stone and wood, you saw in public, would be shayin, ayducham, yureim, shem ignoidim, they're not forever stolen. Avashal kesav is avi, mahem, it's with them, chedre, it's in their rooms. Because Rashi says he's afraid to get stolen. Okay. You find them in their rooms, Meshkichenheim, you find them in their rooms because they're afraid to get stolen. Okay, that's Rashi. Astam, so good, that's some gorgeous pshat in the pasuk. This fits the exact words of the Torah. You'll see the Shkut of Leia, Beis Ve'Eved, and the Kesavzav that's with them. That's beautiful pshat in the pasuk. Why is the pasuk pointing that out, Astam? Why is the pasuk pointing that out? The wood and the stones one are in public. The Kesavzav gods. They're fake. Achman Litzlan, Avodah Zarah are with them. Why did the Torah point that out, Yehuda? Just say you saw all the Avodah Zarah. The Torah is saying that. The Torah is saying you'll see that wood in the stone of Avodah Zarah is in public, and you'll see the Kesef Zav in private. So I'll tell you a ma'aseh that happened to me. It's a small little ma'aseh. And then I'll explain Pshat. Why did the Torah bother to say this? I was buried by Ram Shmuel Levitz, my Rebbe. I was eating a soup there in Eretz Yisrael. And his son asked him the following intelligent question. His little son asked him, Sham the kid. He said to Avram, it was the parish of the Rachel Imenu who stole the Trufim. She stole all the desires of Lavan. So his son asked him, he said, Tati, what was she trying to prove? Rachel the mice of Klaus, she wasn't a mischievous kid. She was the Nevi'ah of Klal Yisrael and the Via from the loftiest people that ever lived. She steals the trophy. She steals the Zara of Lavan. So buy a new one. He'll go to the great chap. She stole his Avodah Zara. So go to the store. Buy a new one. What was the big shtick? She sits in Avodah Zara. She made what? Maybe she's a neither. What was the big shtick? She hit it. Oh, she really got him. She stole his wood. Buy some more wood. We'll knack together a few more pieces of wood. What was the big shtick? That's what his son asked him. And then the pshat, what was the big iron foul? She stole some of his Zohar. Oh. Sounds silly. Yes,
she's showing him then of course you go out and buy a new one, so the whole thing is
just maybe late sonus. Rabbi Shmuel told this kid she's making those pottery like sonnets. He's walking around and he's saying, did anybody see? My God is lost. My desire, it's like sonnets. He's looking around. She was making like sonnets. She was showing him, it was a philosophy she was teaching him. She hid his Avodah Zarah as the ultimate like sonnets. Did anybody see? I can't, what's missing? A quarter? No, I'm missing. Leitzanus vow, she was hoping he would wake up and he would see the Leitzanus. So Ulai, this part was a show of the Leitzanus. The Kesef is on, they have that they keep very close, they got to protect. They're protecting their gods. You notice the part is making the Leitzanus. The wood and the stone ones that they leave public, the Kesef is of gods which they protect, the Shemayim, which they have to guard over. It's a Leitzanus. I have a kasha. The pasuk is saying, the pasuk goes on, the flow of the pesukim is that you pass through all the goyim and you saw their junk. You saw shkutzeyen gulayen. You saw all their junk, and maybe it will influence you. And the next pasuk says, pen yesh b'chem isha isha mishpacha yishevet, that his heart turned a little away from Hashem. That through seeing all this, maybe it influenced you. And it goes on to say, Hashem won't forgive you. It's terrible. Don't let it influence you. That's the flow of the pesukim. That you passed through all these goyim and you saw it. Rabbi Nishan, one second. When does it influence you, I would say? When does all that junk influence you? If you think it's something cool. If you see it, you say, wow. You see Hollywood, and you say, wow. So then it influences you. That's Ashba. Right? If you say so, you say you passed through all their lands, and you saw the gishmak looking things, they're tempting, luring things. So then you say, oh, maybe it influenced you. See, you know Hashem won't forgive you, etc. You have to be careful. That's not what it says. It says you see their junk. You see Eshkutseyen Gulayen. If you saw it Eshkutseyen Gulayen, wouldn't you say it wouldn't influence you? If I see it sick, if I check it, it's a creepy crawly, if I see it's dumb, if I see it as sick, Eshkutseyen Gulayen, it won't influence me. So the pasuk shouldn't say, you'll see all their junk. You don't see it as junk, you see all their Kesef Zav. Their hates of heaven, it's warring. Maybe it will influence you. No, you should know it's junk. That's not what it says. It says, lest you will see, you'll go into their land, and you will see all their junk. So you're seeing it as junk. If I'm not mistaken, my Rabbi Perius discussion. You see their junk? You should have heard my discussion. You saw it as junk? Well, it would influence you. Somebody told the Velia Lapian, I've said this so many times. Avakah said to Velia Lapian, I should just quote a number. Number 413, as it. I should give numbers to the stories. Kids say, somebody told Velia Lapian, Avakah went to a chasna that was very kutzistik. Very kutzistik a chasna. So Velia Lapian was 80 years old at the time. He was the God of Lador. He was a person who had the kasha and Ruach HaKadosh. The Maestri had Ruach HaKadosh Mamish. Velia Lapian. Sad. I'll tell you an aside to this. I haven't said on the side. I'll tell you an aside to this. Said Yidden Tzadik, who spoke in this yeshiva, Noach Orlov, Yidden Tzadik, spoke in this yeshiva, we had this supposed to have him speak, and I'm thrilled like a Yidden. And I went to a vat from Noach Orlov, and Noach Orlov, it was unbelievable, he said that to hear Rav Elwin Dabian say Kriya Shema, it made you shake. He said it with power, and he was like in another world, he was totally like Kriyash in this world, but Tfilah is an Indian, like to go up to Elamas, he was an Elamas. And when he said, he traveled from Novoyla to hear him. He traveled from Shalayim to everyone to buy the gun, to hear Rabbi Lapian say, Lesurachu Levavchem. He said, it made you shake. So he said, if you don't believe me, what it did to me, he said, whenever I picture in my mind Rabbi Lapian saying, Lesurachu Levavchem, I break out with goosebumps. And he called me up. And he said, look at my arm. He said, be an aid to all the light. And he showed me a goosebumps all over his arm. You can see it, Pasha. He said, when he puts it on his mind, it's goosebumps all over his body. You could see it. Even Pasha could see it. Something that changed his arm. He called me up. He said, tell me the light, it's true. He has goosebumps. Whenever he pictures on his mind, he said, it went into your heart like an arrow. This is Suru Achre Levavchem. Achre Enechem Ashefem Zaynim. So Bacha said to Rabbi Lapian, that Baruch said, so Rabbi said, you got a chesna, Chasagna. These things don't influence me. I see them what they are. Shutzeyim, Gulayim, these things don't influence me. The early Abiyans, I'm 80 years old. I've been working, whatever old you said he was, I've been working my entire life on Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem, Yerushalayim. He said, I'm blind in one eye. Blind in one eye already, my vision's not so good. He said, it influences me. You tell me it doesn't influence you? Then you tell me it doesn't influence me, it doesn't influence you. You're 18 years old. And you see and you say in the pasuk that Hagam you know it should say and gulayim, it influences you. Hagam you see it as disgusting. But still there's a worry in this pasuk that Hagam you saw it was disgusting. It was shkutzeyem, gulayim. Hagam you saw it was disgusting, it still has an impact on you. It still has an impact. The koyach of ra'as, even when you see it, and you see it for disgusting, it has an impact on you. It's the koyach of seeing ra. Seeing ra and seeing how disgusting it is. The third shot. There's a third shot in the Gemara. So, really, the second shot in the Gemara. The man svayso rovis at tzmeya. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I love the base. I meet as follows. Does anybody have a watch? I don't want to go into a shiva shiva probably. If it's fire, there won't be a finish. As follows. The third shot of the Gemara. The man svayso rovis at tzmeya. Meet as follows. Svayso mifri mechaber. A Rava, a full person, is a goy, and Tzmeya is a Yid. And it means somebody who's Mechaber who equates a goy and a Yid. What does he do? The man Sveis. Somebody who equates the Pasuk saying you're going to go amongst the goyim and you're going to equate a goy with the Yid. That's a word. Maybe there'll be a person who feels all he's saying, goes amongst the goyim and the Yid, and this person will start equating goyim and Yid. The man, what will he do? He'll return the Aved of a goy. Her return to Aveda is Maxa Aveda Begoy. You're supposed to just return to Aveda, you see the Aveda Sachicha, your brother. This person is going to Chas V'Shalom return to Aveda Begoy. And he's going to equate the Goy with the Yid. Now, if I asked every single Bacher in this room, young man and Bacher, if I went around, asked every young man and Bacher in this room, I would say, what is wrong with what this person did? He returned to Aveda Begoy. So you'd say what the Prophet says, Laman Sveis, Sveis means to be Mechaber. He attached, he equated, a Goy and a Yid. Right? I'll ask him, Shmuley, what's Pshat? You're not allowed to equate a Goy and a Yid. A Yid, Dushat Yisrael, and a Goy. I don't know the territory of Isaiah, I have a Kasha. Rashi and Gemara Sanhedrin doesn't learn that way. I don't know why. Rashi and Sanhedrin learn Shaloi Kipshutai. Pash of Pshat in the Pasuk is that we're worried you're going to equate a Goy and a Yid. Simple Pshat in the Pasuk. Rashi and Sanhedrin says that's not Pshat. Rashi in Sanhedrin, I'm involved with Bey, says, when he's going to equate a Goy and a Yid, listen to this Rashi. Rabbas Oyd Chavim. I'm sorry. But if Amax Aveda Lakusi, Zuck Rashi, what's wrong? Simple, what do you tell? What's wrong with turning a Goy's Aveda? Aryaka, what's wrong with turning a Goy's Aveda? What's wrong?
Should be good, Kishashan.
Yeah, I'm talking about here, there are certain halakhs of Kishashan on your life. I mean, it wouldn't be a Kishashan. In the case, it wouldn't be. What's wrong with turning a Zaveda?
Why are you
only a Chicha? Yeah, only a Chicha. You think a guy's like a Yid? That's not what it says. Zot Rashi. Rashi. Part of Shai is that you're quoting, you shouldn't quote Goyim. Look at Rashi. Mekusi. Hishve v'chive kusi in Israel. He attached the kusi to a Yid. Umare v'atzma. And he shows Shashuvalai. The mitzvah is not chashuv to you. The mitzvahs of Hashem are not kosher to you, because each av lekusi oisekein shalayn itstav aleim. Even when you're not commanded, you do it also. So the mitzvah has no value to you. It's amazing. Pashup shat Rashi in Ksubas, I don't know, is the end of the first part. Rashi learns kipshuta. You're equating a guy and a yid. It's a chesar nekdushas Yisrael. The svasem is somebody my son's read to me a piece. Where Sasema says that there's a chiyuv besides, you know, the standard chiyuv, emunah in Hashem, there's emunah in Klal Yisrael, what it means to be a Yid. He said, amazing. He said, yeah, I don't want to even say it, but he says, it's such a chiddush. I don't understand. But he says there's emunah in what a Yid is. So Pashup Shad is you're a shekel kaifer and what a Yid is. Not what Rashi learns. It's amazing. Rashi learns like a pshuta. Rashi learns the mitzvah's boyer is cheap to you. Because you do it to a guy also. If you really find the mitzvah, you do what the mitzvah says. When you're equating a guy to a yid, you're chsarn the mitzvah's bayrei. And here, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to speak about chesed, a little about chesed. People feel they do chesed, and they feel they do chesed, unlimited chesed. People feel unlimited chesed, and by the Rabbi Yisrael, should do revolving chesed. But they don't know Kedarim on chesed. Somebody could be sitting in a dorm room, and he speaks, and he says to Pritzus, throw him out! Throw him out of the room, he said Pritzus. Pick him up by both hands and throw him out. Chesed. Nice, we're Americans. The Western world, we pride ourselves, we're nice. Gedarim, that rules the chesed. Mitzvahs bayrei, we're not stan mush. We're not stan balich sodim, we're nice. The Torah says nos ki chesedu. Chesed also has gedarim. If you could say it nice, it got called kavod, but chesed has rules. It has rules, chesed. It has rules as gedarim. When it's done without the gedarim, it says, Eilei chashuva loy mitzvahs bayrei. Why do we do chesed? Because Allah tov adrachav. Lizdamis lebayrei. Lizdamis lebayrei. If a person does it without rules, without Eilei chashuva loy mitzvahs bayrei, that mitzvah derais of chesed, that mitzvah which is vayelach agav, ledov kabayit, to be similar to Hashem, is not by him a mitzvah. Lizdamis lebayrei. By him it's not a mitzvah of chesed, it's unking gedarim. When a person he returns up Eidim, he's just nice, unking gedarim. Nice, I'm so nice. So he's nice here, nice there. He's a liberal, he's nice to murderers, he's nice. Eidim chashuv loy mitzvahs bayrei. There's no chashivas mitzvah Hashem. They're rules. Du chesed, tremendous chesed, they're rules. A buck when your dorm says a nibble pet, say, please be quiet once. He says it again, please be quiet twice. He says it a third time, pick him up and throw him. Throw him with both hands. It's chashuvali, I'm nice. It's not to be nice. It's chashuv to be mitzvahs bayrei. I care about the mitzvahs Hashem. I'm not some nice without unken cheshvin. Be nice to the guy. Be very nice. First, try to do a nice oifen. With a little din, try doing a nice oifen. Say, oh, I'm sure you didn't realize you said a nibble pet. You said a word that Yeshiva Bacha doesn't say. Say nicely. You hear Bacha in the door and I beg by him. He says something, it seems like a topic, not nice topic. Speaks about Moshim Neo De what? Say nicely, I'm sure you didn't realize you speak about topics that aren't befitting what you're doing. Aren't befitting anywhere in the world. Please be quiet. Says it, say it privately, don't embarrass me. Say it again privately. He's Mishra a third time, say it publicly. Say, excuse me, please be. Says it a fourth time, pick him up with both hands and throw him. He's stronger than you get five guys to beat him up. Throw him out! There's din! We're not Balik Sadim without Gedarim. We have Gedarim to our chesed. We, it's chashuv alanu mitzvahs bayrei. It's chashuv to us the mitzvah Hashem. Znus is also chesed. Znus is also chesed. It's late at night, somebody's talking. Say, please be quiet nicely. Say it nicely. Try many times nicely. Try it. Right? That alone, that even when you're being nice, that's a shtickel din also. It's a shtickel din also. You could learn to say, please, it's late at night, we're supposed to go to sleep, we're supposed to get up, the Shabbos tomorrow morning. Say it a little stronger. We have to learn, Rabbi Yisai, that chesed is never not Rahman Litzlan, just liberals, that, you know, chesed, and the Gemara Taka says that the one who has Rahmanus on an achzer, the one who has misplaced Rahmanus, at the end will have achzarius to those that deserve Rahmanus. The Gemara testifies. The one who's nice, the people who don't deserve it, at the end will be mean to people who deserve niceness. You should know, I'm not equating. This is lahabil elof alfe 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 of Abdullah's. But the Nazis were tremendous human rights, they were tremendous animal rights activists. But they're Rahmanis in the wrong place. They put all the Rahmanis in the wrong place. So in the right place, many times they act like Achzorim. Rahmanis, well-placed Rahmanis, Rabbi Yisrael. Well-placed Rahmanis, thought out Chesed. Your whole Chesed would be better, by the way. Your whole Chesed should do tremendous Chesed. Tremendous Chesed with a Cheshvin. Chesed with a Cheshvin. This person is mashve, going with the yitz, is his chesed has no gedarim, ain't a chshuvul in mitzvahs bayrei. See, he just zalzal all the good chesed he does, he zalzal on the good chesed. When the person says he's nice to everybody, and then when somebody's speaking lashna, and he says, it's not nice to say anything, he's zalzal on the good chesed he does, he zalzal on the good chesed. He says every night, just zalzal on the good chesed. This is ain't a chshuvul in mitzvahs bayrei. We have to learn to be chashuk as mitzvahs bayrei. We do chesed, but then rules, the rules. And nice, and do it, start nice. I never like when somebody jumps and musa. I never like, right, my Rebbe always says, oh, memra. I remember from right there. It's a way of remembering this. He always says, I want you guys to be about musa. About musa, not about mush. He always tells us. See, that's the way he says it, Aga. That's what he always says. I want you to be about musa, not about mush. Bush is a guy that just has no backbone.
No,
a little backbone. Let have a little backbone. Not to be mean. That's the show. Start nice. Not to be mean. That should be last lit. But to, even in a nice way, but then.
Excuse me, please don't talk to everyone in front of me. I expect you not to talk to everyone in front of me. Trust me, it works.
Trust me, it works.
It works. You tell it, people respect me.
Oh, he's a serious guy.
But it's funny. I remember about a bus was being very chutzpah to my father. Tremendously chutzpah to my father. I was watching, and I was about many years ago. I've been teva, like a nervous teva. In this year, I was teva, afraid to express an older person who's been tremendous mechutzim. It wasn't the pshat, I was protecting my father. If it was my father, I can assure you, he's a different world, I would have said something. I was fighting myself, what should I say? And I was all afraid. I just decided, you can't be a mush. I knew my parents' voice ringing, they have to have a little courage sometimes. And I said to him, I don't know what shows, I said, excuse me, you don't speak to a rabbi, you're speaking like a mechutzim. Shake, I couldn't believe I said it. And he jumped back. And he was an Erev Chayyid. He was being a tremendous Lechotz. He lost himself. He jumped back. I said it very serious. I wasn't mean to him at all. It was private. I said it very serious. I didn't say it meanly. I didn't scream at him. He was being a tremendous Lechotz. So mashu kazeh. He jumped back. He said, ooh, you're a tough guy. I said, okay. I'm a tough guy. He said that he stopped immediately. Stop, until today, I have a good shaykhus to the man. I have a very good shaykhus to the man. I was invited to his kids' weddings. Till today. It's interesting. He didn't. He said, I'll never forget. He said to me, you're a tough guy. That was his first response.
First guy called me that.
It's funny, because you say something, sometimes there's such a thing called din. There's such a thing called chesed. The chesed, it's not, he's being a mechutzim. He's being a mechutzim. Say something. Nicely, don't say mean. But you're serious, I'm deeply serious. If you say it for strong, I'm deep, but you say another word around me, I'm really going to get upset. I'm really going to get upset. You say another thing about a lady, I'm going to get more upset. And if there's not a nice topic emerges, I don't have to hear this, excuse me. You want to go into a forest, you want to do an Avera, you'll be shkari, you go where nobody knows you. Go into the forest, go into the park, go in the middle of the forest, and talk there, whatever you want. Not in front of me. I don't let it be. I don't have to leave you. I don't have to run out of my dorm to get away from topics that don't belong, from words that don't belong. I don't have to leave the dorm theater. That's the Nikudi. This has to be Gedarim Professor. Rashi says, though, when he describes, so it says, don't return Aveda, but Laman Svois Robinson, as a Tzmei, it means to equate. Svois means to Rechaga, a Rav as a full person, with a Tzmei, with a hungry person. The Yid is called the Tzmeya, the guy is a Rav, is a full person. Listen to that beautiful Rashi. The Yid, my horse, is called the Tzmeya. The Taichi of the Yid is a hungry person. Listen to Rashi. Zot Rashi at Tzmeya. Listen to this Rashi. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi says Tzmeya. Gorgeous Rashi. Rava, oydek a chavim, shesveyim, they're full. The ainoy Tzmeya muyoytzram. They're not thirsty for their creator. Tzmeya zuknesis Yisroel. A tzmeya is Klal Yisrael. Kness Yisrael, shet sama, they're thirsty, v'te'ava, and they have a taiva, l'yiras yoytzra, they have a taiva for Yerushamayim. L'kayim mitzvah, l'kayim is mitzvah. We yearn for Yerushamayim, we're thirsty for it. Beautiful Lashon. Klal Yisrael called tzmeyim, beautiful Lashon. That Klal Yisrael, the Mahus, the Torah refers to us, Kness Yisrael, Smeyim. That's the name. The Torah could have said, the guy returns a guy's object with a yid. He calls us Smeyim. Our mahos, you're tzaneh, we're thirsting. If a bacher tells you, I don't feel it. A bacher, there's a bacher, right? Kev Mamish told me, a bacher told me, he doesn't seem to have any interest in Yiddishkeit, a bunch of baloney. Sheker, he's lying to your face. Because the taich of a yid, if you want to know any person, there's a lot of ways to know about him. If you want to, if you walk up to the person, I want to tell you a secret. Lady, I want to tell you a secret about you. You're thirsty for Avodas Hashem. You're thirsty for Yiras Shemayim. How do you know me? Because every year, that's Knesset Yisrael. The Torah calls Klal Yisrael. If you want to know a person at his core, if you want to know the Mahus, Shema Garam, if you want to know the Shema, the shame of a person is Mahus. If you want to know the Mahus of a Yid, is it Tzomah? That's the Torah definition for Klal Yisrael. Smeyim. At the heart of every year, the core of guys, a bunch of baloney. If a guy tells you, I just don't have interest. He's a tzmeya, he's thirsty, he yearns it. Kol sa v'gam nich, David HaMelech says, kol sa nafshi, my nefesh is yearning for Hashem. Kol sanashi. My nefesh is yearning for Hashem. That's a yid, it's mayim. The Torah first a yid, and it's a bunch of, somebody tells you he doesn't yearn for it, he's lying to you. Maybe he's lying to himself also. He has to get to know himself a little better. When he gets to know himself, he's a tzmeya, he's thirsting. Sorry? He's a tzmeya, he's thirsting. That's the yid in the court. Beautiful Rashi. Kedai, this Rashi, see, I'm involved in the days, you should read it. You can read this Rashi 1,000 times and still want to hear it again. Tzmeya zuknes Yisrael, shetzoma, the thirsting, the teyava. Never tithe the years, Yitzhak, the fear of Hashem, with kindness of him, kindness of mitzvahs. Yeah.